following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Well, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The third-ranked Nebraska volleyball team opened the NCAA tournament with a three-game sweep of Sacred Heart last night at the NU Coliseum. Huskers won the match 25-12, 25-22, and 25-11. Lindsey Light led the Huskers with 9 kills. Nebraska is now 28-2 in the season. They will play Auburn in the second round tonight. The Tigers beat Missouri State yesterday 25-15, 26-24, and 27-25. Tonight's match gets underway at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 6:50 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings College women's soccer team will battle Baker University of Kansas today in the semifinals of the NAIA National Tournament down in Decatur, Alabama. The Broncos outlasted William Carey College out of Mississippi in the quarterfinals yesterday. The two teams fought to a 1-1 double overtime tie. Hastings won the match 3-2 on penalty kicks. Hastings is 16-4-3. Baker is 14-5-4. Game time is set for 2 o'clock this afternoon. The winner advances to the national championship game tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. Hastings College men's soccer team will play William Jewell out of Missouri today in the semifinals of the men's tournament down in Orange Beach, Alabama. The Broncos are 23-0. William Jewell is 20-2. That game gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight. The winner will play for the national championship tomorrow night at 7. Tyson Brockmeyer of Aurora has been named the Gatorade Nebraska Football Player of the Year. Brockmeyer threw for 2,047 yards and 31 touchdowns for the Huskies this year. He also rushed for 630 yards and 12 touchdowns. He joins the list of recent Nebraska winners. That includes Bronson Marsh out of Millard South, Tyrone Sellers out of McCook, and Baker Steinkuhler out of Lincoln Southwest. Brockmeyer is now eligible for the National Player of the Year honors. Tri-City Storm continue their six-game homestand tonight as they host the Waterloo Blackhawks pregame show at 6:45 tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. That's sports.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Race to the Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for weekend fun, food, and football. Bet on the best nationwide thoroughbred racing. Play live draw Keno. Enjoy night racing in the Prime Rib Special. Watch the Husker Oklahoma Big 12 Championship game. Sloppy Joes and chips, $4. Wings, 35 cents. 16-ounce draws, only $1 during the game at the Finish Line, Grand Island, number one for food and fun.
Oh, no, I heard them bad boys coming.
Can't stop now.
Gotta continue my running. Cause we gon' party till the lights come on.
Doug and Danny Hill on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation for the Big 12 Championship in Arlington, Texas. Brought to you by our friends at Big O Tires. In addition to high-quality Big O brand tires, Big O carries a broad selection of competitively priced tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Dunlop, Yokohama, and others. Plus, if you have an unusual tire size or application, they can always get it for you with a special order. And at Big O Tires, there's never long waits with their express lane service. They'll usually mount and balance your tires in 30 minutes or less, keeping you going, saving you money at Big O Tires in Kearney and two locations in Grand Island. Danny, it's all football. Let's take just a second to not talk about football. The Nebraska volleyball team, a win last night. They will take on Auburn tonight at 7 o'clock. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and also Nebraska Educational Television.
That was a beatdown.
Yeah, like you said, Sacred Heart didn't have much of a chance there. Hastings College women's soccer team. I mean, they've never made it out of the first round, and now they're in the national semifinals. It looked bleak. It was scoreless at half. They fell behind 1-0 and then ended up scoring late in regulation. They went to overtime. Nobody scored. They go into penalty kicks, and Hastings College women wins it in penalty kicks yesterday, and they will move on, beating William Carey College of Mississippi. They will battle Baker University of Kansas today in the semifinals, set for 2 o'clock. If they win, they play for the national championship tomorrow at 5. Tonight, the Hastings College men, the third seed, also in the semifinals for the third time in school history. They are taking on 20-2 William Jewell, that match tonight at 6. If they play for the championship, if they win and play tomorrow night, that would be at 7 o'clock.
That's pretty amazing when you think about what they've been able to do. And yeah, soccer isn't a you know, turning a lot of heads in central Nebraska, but at Hastings College, that's something to be awful proud of, advancing that far.
Congratulations to Tyson Brockmeyer. We talked to his brother Joe on the show yesterday. The Aurora senior has been named the Gatorade Nebraska Football Player of the Year. He threw for over 2,000 yards and 31 touchdowns, rushed for 630 yards and 12 touchdowns. So many great players of the past. He's now eligible for the National Player of the Year honors. Somewhat surprising that Tyson Brockmeyer, I mean, just you're just so used to it being a Class A kid or a Nebraska recruit.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If you got a Division I offer, they zero in on you and make that your award. But I think a very well-deserved award. I know Aurora showed a lot of heart playing without him against Crete, and was a great football game, but a great senior season and a great campaign for him. So good for him.
What else? How about that, Tony? Last night, did you get a chance to see the UCLA-Kansas ending? Wow.
It's just one of those things that, why do you have to call that? It was going to be a prayer at the best, whether he got his hand on his arm, I don't know, but how do you make that call? It's too bad they couldn't have just settled it on the court in overtime.
Well, a win for them, and I guess that's how it all breaks down. Again, if you just joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Ron Santo passing away, the Chicago Cubs legend and a radio broadcaster passed away at the age of 70. Also, LeBron James gets 38 last night. So much going on in the world of sports.
Yeah, and Tiger Woods back on top, and this time it's in a golf tournament.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
What's he trying to prove?
Well, I think he still loves the game of golf.
A little 65?
16 of 18 greens. Not bad for El Tigre.
Well, I guess once he realized that you had to go lower than 69 every day to win a tournament, he kind of figured that out again, huh?
That's exactly right.
Hey, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. Take care of your vehicle today on the brakes in Kearney. This comes in from the BlackBerry. Lots of people talking, emails going around this morning again saying Taylor Martinez has quit again or that he is done. Have you guys heard anything?
No, we have not heard anything. Not heard a thing at all regarding that. I think Taylor Martinez surely was on the plane this morning and will surely be with the team when they arrive. Should be arriving, I believe, about noon. I think is what we were told earlier in the week. Oh, about now.
Aren't you supposed to be there picking them up?
Well, they had somebody that knew where they were going in this mass traffic.
Folks, we do want to let you know that we will be bringing you Bo Pelini's press conference this afternoon. It is scheduled to begin at 3:30. You know how those things fluctuate back and forth when the press conference does begin. We'll let you hear from what Bo Pelini has to say. I don't know how exciting it'll be. I mean, how many press conferences can you have in 1 week? It's been pretty vanilla, even more vanilla than it has been most of the season. These guys know each other. They played. They both want to win. They don't want to divulge any secrets. That's where we're at. But 3:30, Bob Stoops will follow. We'll bring you a Bo Pelini's press conference, though, today.
Yeah, I think people that are excited for this press conference, you need to get a life because you're not going to learn anything new. And Bo Pelini's going to say it's about the kids, not about the relationship with the Stoops and Pelini's. It has nothing to do with the game. It's about these kids. It's about winning the championship. That's why you came to Nebraska. We're excited to play this game. We're excited to get that trophy if it's presented to us after that game.
He never talks that fast.
That's a great point.
Unless he's unhappy. Never talks that fast. Well, Tony, we're about 24 hours away again tomorrow at 12 to 2 show. We'll be bringing you all of that here on ESPN Radio and then coverage of the game. A lot of talk as we were out and about seeing some of the Oklahoma and Nebraska fans yesterday. Again, I think we're away from Dan Beebe right now. we're away from all this conspiracy talk. Although I still, as we had Mike Perenio on just before the break, it flabbergasted me that a place like Bodog on the online would pull that down. And that there is some credence given to this conspiracy theory.
Yeah, and actually, one of our friends in Omaha, Kevin Kugler, actually stating yesterday, you know what, I didn't believe it at all, but if Vegas is going to believe it, then I'm on board. And I'm kind of with him. As much as I try and push it away, that A&M deal just leaves you shaking your head. I think you know, you go back to calls that influence a game like that, and whether we won or not, no, the points weren't on the board. You know, it was a first down inside the 5 yard line, or half the distance of goal. It was a 3rd and 11 that kept them on the field and that drive alive. Just some weird things, and that's one of those things. So, you know, it's behind it. Everybody's moved past that. I think now we weren't going to play for a national title anyway. After the Texas debacle, which was our own doing, dropping balls and whatnot. So we're in the same position. We're vying for a Big 12 championship, right where we wanted to be.
Well, that's exactly right. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we've got more interviews. Merv Johnson, color man for Oklahoma, is going to join us on the program, plus Pigskin Pick'em. We're going to give you a chance to do that here in just moments, so stay with us. We're at the Big 12 championship in Arlington, Texas, brought to you by Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island.
Sunday afternoon, two teams in the league's tightest division race clash in Nashville when the Tennessee Titans take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hi, this is Howard David of Westwood One. With a month to play, only one game separates all four teams in the AFC South, and the Jaguars lead the way. Join Tony Baselli and me live from the Subway broadcast booth at LP Field for all the action. Jacksonville, Tennessee. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Jags, Titans, Colts, Cowboys, Steelers, Ravens, and NFL Tripleheader Sunday on ESPN Radio.
You love to meet people, build relationships, and sell. If you appreciate the opportunity and have the experience to not only sell a marketing concept, but also have a hand in its creation, then Platte River Radio needs you. We have sales opportunities now. Send your resume to generalmanager@kkpr.com or P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska, 68848. An equal opportunity employer.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation reminds you to squeeze a little holiday shopping in between your hockey, hoops, and football watching. A little shopping now will lead to a lot of bull watching later.
I think the audience would agree with me there.
Reminder from Santa at ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area today with highs around 50. South winds will also stay gusty at times around 5 to 15. Tonight's skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 22. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
How dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable? So condescending, unnecessarily critical.
Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today, brought to you by Big O Tires for the Big 12 Championship game. You may not know it, but Big O Tires is the largest chain of independent tire stores in America, almost 600 locations across the United States and Canada, and their warranties are honored at all locations. Since 1962, Big O Tires has been offering high-quality products and outstanding service for almost 50 years. Their stores are locally owned and operated and are deeply committed to earning and keeping your business. Someone will be right with you at Big O Tires in Kearney and two locations in Grand Island, Tony.
Doug, Pigskin Pick'em, we come to the last one of the year, the last time you can qualify. You know what? Some people aren't good at trivia. Some people need to be lucky to even get through the phone lines. Why don't we just pick a caller today?
Is that what you're thinking?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because okay, well, I think sometimes the questions are too hard, and you got people like number two fan that has no idea. Just totally clueless when it comes to trivia.
Oh, man. That is true. Send us your emails to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. This comes from John. He says, Nebraska and Oklahoma game the way it should be. Ask the Longhorn fans how their great seats are, or how great their seats are. They don't have seats.
There you go. Yeah, I think, you know, at the beginning of the year, I think people were a little bit divided. Even after the Texas game, we want a rematch with Texas. And then all of a sudden you realize, no, we really don't. The Texas-Nebraska deal ran its course. We came out on the short end. I think people just accepted that. Now, after they just said, you know what, screw that. Make it end the way it should be. Nebraska, Oklahoma, that's the way to go. And I think everybody's excited for this game. I think everybody, if you'd have said when the Big 12 started, this would be the second time we're meeting in the title game, people would have said, no, it'll happen about every other year. Hmm. And obviously it didn't happen every other year. Only the second time Nebraska, Oklahoma will meet in this great championship.
And you think that's because when the league started, Nebraska was down, or Nebraska was up, Oklahoma was down, and then Nebraska down, Oklahoma up. I mean, they never really had been clicking on the same page, and I don't know if they still are. Are they clicking on the same page? I mean, yeah, they're both the championship, but neither one is playing for the national title like somebody thought.
Yeah, I think that's maybe the only disappointing thing, that somebody's not vying to get into that game. But regardless, it's one of the greatest rivalries of all time, and it will be concluded tomorrow night.
We will have it for you on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Daddy, Christmas time, and let's have good food, but let's also know how to prepare it and prepare it properly. And you can do that with your friends at Look What's Cooking.
Yeah, Mike and the gang do such a great job. They provide cooking classes for you. They've got a great gadget wall. Maybe you're looking for something totally different. Maybe you open that refrigerator and you're just like, why does this ham taste like onions? Because the onions, you know what? Get the onion saver. They've got butcher blocks. They've got all the cookware you could ever imagine. Swiss diamond, nonstick cookware, all-clad cookware. They've got a few. They've got rolling pins down there, stainless steel ball bearings. You watch Fletch, everything's ball bearings nowadays, even rolling pins. You know, they probably got some gauze pads and 40-weight ball bearings in there and some antifreeze. But they've got it all for you. Look What's Cooking. Mike and the gang, whether you're looking for glass serving platters, they've got it. Cheese slicers, they've got it. They've got the stovetop smokers. They've got it. Salt and pepper shakers, all different varieties. Look What's Cooking. It's on the bricks, 2110 Central Avenue in Kearney. Click on the events calendar. Go to lookwhatscooking.com. You click on that events calendar. It's going to tell you about the cooking classes to get you ready for the holiday season. Look What's Cooking. Ask Mike. He's got it all for you.
It's time for the final Pigskin Pick'em.
It's that time.
If you have not had a chance, if you have not qualified for Pigskin Pick'em all year long, this is your chance. You'll win a combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli, located in two locations in Hastings, also on the Hill in Kearney. And you'll get a chance to go up against Daddy and I with the opportunity to win a laptop computer. You got to beat us, then you go into the finals for the bowl. We've got four in there right now, and you could be the fifth and final entrant. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It's Nebraska-Oklahoma. It has to be a Nebraska-Oklahoma question, and it is going to be maybe the easiest question of all time. The game of the century. The game of the century. What was the final score? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Back to the Big 12 Championship in Arlington after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation now brings you Sean Callahan with another Big Red Report.
Hardest given everything you have in practice.
Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one.
Day after day.
He's got the touchdown!
The heart in me.
The Huskers finish a perfect 13-0.
Pumps Husker Red.
A good old Nebraska winner. You gotta love him. And a great place to spend those boom-chilling days is with your friends at Indian Head Golf Club.
But not for golf, for Indian Head's winter lunch and happy hour specials. Just hang out by the fire and enjoy one of Indian Head's delicious lunch specials Wednesdays or Fridays. Or a happy hour special Monday through Saturday. Make a good old Nebraska winter day an Indian Head Golf Club day. 4100 West Husker Highway in Grand Island or online at IndianHeadGolf.com.
The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill thinks that football is pretty much the best game ever created. And that's why on game day, you can't do better than Bullseye. Watch every Husker game on the Bullseye big screens. On Sunday, it's NFL ticket time with your choice of seven different games at once. You and your friends will enjoy ice-cold beer, drink specials, and munchies. Bullseye's got you covered with sandwiches, appetizers, half-pound burgers, wings, steaks, and more. Bullseye at 2017 West 2nd in Hastings, just across from the water park. Open for breakfast 7 a.m. weekdays, 8 a.m. on the weekends.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
With today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. There have been a lot of great games in this Oklahoma versus Nebraska series over the years, and as NU defensive coordinator Carl Pelini said, there's no better way to end this great historical series than squaring off in Saturday's Big 12 championship game in Arlington.
This is a great event for both universities, for us personally. I mean, I remember growing up and watching that game every year, and not only being in it, but being in it against a guy that I've known since I was a kid. You know, that makes it even more meaningful.
And Pelini added, this game is not about his family versus the Stoops family.
But like Bo said, and Bobby said, you know, I agree. It's not about us versus Coach Stoops. It's about Oklahoma, Nebraska, and our guys, and coaching them up to give their best performance and let the chips fall where they may.
The official kickoff time for Saturday's game in Cowboys Stadium is set for 7:13, and the game can be seen on ABC. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
Husker practice reports are brought to you weekdays, 7:51 and 12:21 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
If you got that helmet off, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
The UNK men's and women's basketball teams open RMAC competition tonight when they take on Western State. Women tip at 6, the men at 8 at the UNK Health and Sports Center. The Lopers hosting Western State. It's the conference basketball opener tonight.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To all the men out there, what do you do when you're standing over the toilet and what should be a matter of seconds becomes a matter of minutes? Look, your prostate can affect your bathroom habits, including your flow and stream. It can even affect your sleep if you're waking at night to go. That's why you need to call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate and join the tens of thousands of men who've already taken charge of their health. Beta Prostate is made with natural plant sterols that support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. It's the formula no man should be without. That's why, for a limited time, new customers can get a bottle free. All you have to do is call now.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-790-6281. You only pay shipping and handling. Supplies are limited, so one free bottle per household. Call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-790-6281. That's 1-800-790-6281. 1-800-790-6281.
Well, welcome back to Arlington, Texas, just outside of Dallas, inside of the Big 12 football championship game. Coming up tomorrow night, the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by our friends at Big O Tires. If you're looking for the longest wearing, best performing light truck tires on the road today, then look no further than Big O's Bigfoot tire lines, available in aggressive traction tread designs like the Bigfoot XT or the smooth riding high mileage Bigfoot AT. You're sure to find a great tire at a great price. See Big O Tires for all your light truck and SUV service. It is time for Pigskin Pick'em. Daddy, the last time that we have to prevail.
Well, we certainly will prevail. Ryan's our challenger. We don't think he knows anything about football. Ryan, do you know anything about football?
No, I'm a volleyball fan or swimming fan.
Ryan has already won himself a large combo meal from Big Dally's Deli, home of how many sandwiches, Daddy?
They've added 39 more to 4,412.
Home of a bazillion sandwiches. I have to keep telling you this. Also, many other menu items such as soups, salads, get a combo meal. Orion has already done that, located on top of the hill at Kearney, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, or in Hastings, 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South Street. Two convenient locations for you. The sandwiches, so many and so good, made fresh right in front of your eyes at Big Dally's Deli. All right, we want those championship games, but, Daddy, there's also some other games out there. So to make our list of 10, there are other games out there. And let's start with Illinois at Fresno State. Daddy, to be fair, what's the spread in the ball game for Ryan?
Illinois is about a 4 or 5 point favorite in this one.
Who do you like, Ryan?
I like Illinois.
Daddy?
I will take Illinois and Ron Zook.
Doug says Fresno State at home. Troy, he's going to try and take on the whole Florida Atlantic team, and I'm going to take Troy. Daddy?
I as well will take the one man of Troy.
Now, Florida Atlantic is favored in this football game.
Yeah, they're at home. Just a slight favorite, though.
Ryan, who do you like?
I'm going to have to take Troy.
Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Pittsburgh hoping to keep a chance alive to win the Big East and get into a BCS game. I will take Pittsburgh. Ryan, who do you like?
I'm going to have to go with Pittsburgh, too. I'd like to disagree, but...
Cincinnati like a one-point favorite as the Husker fans continue to arrive here in Dallas. Daddy, who do you like, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati?
I am not taking Steve Peterson. Anybody but Steve Peterson. Give me Cincinnati.
All right, let's move on to another game that's going to impact who wins the Big East and who goes on to possibly the Fiesta, maybe the Orange Bowl. Connecticut wins, they're in, but they travel to South Florida. Daddy, who you got, Connecticut or South Florida?
I will take Randy Edsall and the Connecticut Huskies.
What do you think, Ryan, Connecticut or South Florida?
UConn's hot right now, so I'll take them.
We'll make that a clean sweep and take Connecticut. Now let's get to the West Coast. The Pac-10's got a few games going on this weekend. I don't know if they mean anything, but USC at UCLA. Ryan, who do you like?
Ooh, I'll take Southern Cal.
Southern Cal, they're about a six-point favorite. Daddy, that's who I've circled.
I don't know why, but I've got them circled too.
How about the Apple Cup? Washington at Washington State. Washington pretty much already knows they're going to a bowl game. This will be Washington State's bowl game. They always find a way. I mean, when these teams were not winning, Washington State was winning, and they have started to make a little progress from being a real bad football team. But I'm still going to take Washington and Jake Locker.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take Jake Locker as well and Washington Huskies to advance to get blasted by Missouri.
Ryan, who do you like in the Apple Cup?
I'm going to have to take Washington also.
Now let's get to the big, big games of the weekend that are going to help determine the national championship picture a little bit. Oregon at Oregon State, the Civil War. Oregon's about a 15-point favorite in this football game. Who do you like, Ryan?
Oregon, but I think it'll be close.
So far, Ryan has selected every visiting team, Tony. And sometimes, and we've got a lot of visiting teams, but that doesn't always mean good things. Who do you like, Oregon, Oregon State?
Yeah, Oregon's just too talented for the Beavers.
All right, I'm going to take Oregon as well, although I tend to think Ryan's right. Oregon State might snap up and win this ball game. Everybody thinks that if there's going to be an upset, South Carolina, the old ball coach, can do it to Auburn. Auburn's won a lot of close games, but now maybe the conscience is clean down there for War Eagle. I'm going to take Auburn. I think it's going to be Auburn in the national championship game. Daddy?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Auburn as well. I will take the Tigers.
Ryan, who do you like?
Auburn.
There is not much discrepancy between us this weekend, but that might be Ryan holding it close, keeping it close. Let's go to the ACC. Now, again, tomorrow, right after the Doug and Daddy Show at 2:30, we will have the SEC Championship game, Auburn-South Carolina, followed by the ACC Championship, Florida State and Virginia Tech. Daddy, who do you like in this one, Florida State or Virginia Tech?
I will take Virginia Tech in this one. I think Beamer's got the deal rolling again.
Ryan, what do you think? Is Florida State a slight favorite in that, Tony?
Yes.
Florida State is a slight favorite. Ryan, who do you like here?
Virginia Tech.
Actually, Virginia Tech's a slight favorite.
Are they? Well, I have taken Virginia Tech as well. And now the game here in Dallas, Nebraska, Oklahoma. I think this is the first time we're actually picking this game. We're also using it as the tiebreaker. Nebraska, Oklahoma. Ryan, what do you think?
Nebraska.
Daddy, I just my gut's a little queasy on this one, and not because of all the great food we had yesterday and what we washed it down with, but I'm going to pick Nebraska. I mean, they seem to find a way. I'm going to pick Nebraska to win this ball game. What do you think?
You know what? I'm going to homerist as well. Why not? I will put the Cornhuskers. I will circle them as a winner of this last Big 12 championship. I'd love to see the look on Dan Beebe's face when he hands that trophy to Bo Pelini.
All right, that takes us to the tiebreaker, and this might be the most important one of all. I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do, Ryan. Since we're so close, Daddy and I are going to give our tiebreakers first, and then you can tell us yours. That's different because we've always asked everybody.
Don't we get to pick one more game?
Well, you want to pick this high school game.
It's 13-0 Copel, 13-0 Euless Trinity. Who do you like, Ryan?
Is that the semifinals here in
this
the 5A?
This is the semifinals in 5A. They had over 40,000 people at Cowboys Stadium last week for a playoff game, high school playoff game. Who do you like? Copel, Euless Trinity. It's sold out. It's on TV now.
Euless Trinity.
He's going with Trinity.
So I'm going to take Trinity, too.
I'm going to take Copel.
That game won't matter. We won't throw that in unless Ryan's right. Let's go to the tiebreaker. Daddy, why not? I was thinking about picking 13-12 in honor of last year's game where Nebraska comes back and gets the last-second field goal, but I don't think Oklahoma's going to make four field goals. So let's go with the 1978 score in one of the first Tom Osborne win. Let's have some kind of tradition here. I've believed all along that this is going to be a low-scoring game, especially if the running back and the quarterback situation doesn't heal up for the two teams. If Murray is not 100%, which he's not. If Martinez is not 100%, which he's not. Nebraska 17, Oklahoma 14.
I'm going to go.
That's 31.
I'm going to go 24-17, something in that range. I will say 41.
Total points. What do you think, Ryan? Nebraska, Oklahoma.
Total points.
That's correct. Total points.
Okay. 34.
34. 34, that drops him in between. That's a good idea there. Well, Ryan, congratulations. Enjoy the combo meal from Big Daddy Deli. We'll see if you get in for the laptop computer, and enjoy the game tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's Ryan from Conan is here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and when we come back, we're going to catch up with another Oklahoma insider. In fact, he's there all the time doing the color for the Oklahoma Sooner broadcast. Merv Johnson is going to join us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Championship site in Arlington, Texas, brought to you by Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The Hastings College women's soccer team will battle Baker University of Kansas today in the semifinals of the NAIA National Tournament down in Decatur, Alabama. The Broncos outlasted William Carey College out of Mississippi in the quarterfinals yesterday. The two teams fought to a 1-1 double overtime tie. Hastings won the match 3-2 on penalty kicks. Hastings is 16-4-3. Baker is 14-5-4. Game time is set for 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the winner advances to the national championship game tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. The Hastings College men's soccer team will play William Jewell of Missouri today in the semifinals of the men's tournament in Orange Beach, Alabama. The Broncos are 23-0. William Jewell is 20-2. That game gets underway at 6 o'clock. The winner will play for the national championship tomorrow night at 7. The third-ranked Nebraska volleyball team opened the NCAA tournament with a three-game sweep of Sacred Heart last night at the NU Coliseum. The Huskers won the match 25-12, 25-22, and 25-11. Lindsey Light led the Huskers with 9 kills. Nebraska is now 28-2. They will play Auburn in the second round tonight. The Tigers beat Missouri State yesterday 25-15, 26-24, and 27-25. Tonight's match gets underway at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 6:50 on the Breeze KLIQ 94.5. The Hastings High boys basketball team opened the season last night with a 41-31 loss to Seward at the Tiger Gym. Hastings trailed just 30-29 early in the fourth quarter, but then went nearly 7 minutes without scoring while the Blue Jays were stretching that lead to 38-29. Tyler Rebarger and Cade Welke led the Tigers with 8 points apiece. Other action last night in boys high school basketball, Columbus Scoters beat Hastings St. Cecilia in Columbus 40-35. Giltner rolled past Harvard 52-22. Kennesaw beat Blue Hill 48-39. Minden down Southern Valley 71-50. Overton knocked off Arapahoe 72-57. Pleasanton beat Axtell 70-59. Shelton crushed Elm Creek last night 61-27. And St. Paul beat Gibbons 70-41. In the Grand Island Central Catholic Tournament, Central Catholic beat Lincoln Lutheran 62-48. Kearney Catholic got by Sandy Creek 57-52. In that Hayes, Kansas tournament, Kearney beat Garden City 67-48. Girls basketball from last night, Seward, ranked number one in Class B, won their 51st game in a row. They slaughtered Hastings High 81-29. Hastings St. Cecilia beat Columbus Scotus by the score of 41-32. In that Grand Island Central Catholic Tournament, Sandy Creek stopped Kearney Catholic 74-58, and Lincoln Lutheran beat Grand Island Central Catholic 48-42. In that Hayes, Kansas tournament, Garden City beat Kearney by the score of 62-41. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
Help! Can you hear me?
Advertising isn't easy.
Hey, over here!
Everyone could use a little help.
But really, where do you start? It seems like today, we're flooded with choices.
A great message along with frequency can make that easier.
A message that can stretch your advertising dollar further than ever before. A message and a plan that will have your customers, new customers, responding to you.
Hey, I've been looking for you.
Yes, we're here to help.
I'm over here.
We can help you with your strategy. We can help you with your message. We can help your business grow.
And it all starts with just 40 minutes of your time.
Platte River Radio will be conducting free 40-minute marketing presentations starting December 6th through December 8th. Learn how to develop the brand awareness your business needs to drive higher sales. Just by attending, you'll be given several free gifts as well as being registered to win a 32-inch color TV. Call today to reserve your seat. Call 800-237-5577, 800-237-5577.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Continuing coverage from Dallas of the Big 12 Championship. Coming up Saturday night, the Huskers at Oklahoma. The way it should be. You know what, Tony? I was looking earlier this week. Nebraska has the Can You Feel It, the Tunnel Walk, all that. Got on, looked at some of the Oklahoma stuff. Pretty cool as well. And I say that because you know what? It finally, as a broadcaster and maybe a fan of our youth looking at Nebraska, Oklahoma, it's got me past everything that's happened this year and focused on Nebraska and Oklahoma, what it was supposed to be, what everybody wanted at the beginning of the year, and the way it should end in the Big 12. It just, you see Barry Switzer, you see Owens, you see Adrian Peterson, you see all the greats over the last 30 years from Oklahoma, you just go, yeah, this is right.
Well, Merv Johnson from the Oklahoma Radio Network joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Merv, this is the way it's supposed to be, isn't it?
Well, if you go back to the Big Eight, I think, as I understood yesterday, 31 of the 36 years of Big Eight football, the winner of this game decided who the champion of the conference was. That's pretty good stuff.
Well, and you take a look at what the Big 12 has done. Oklahoma's been there in the championship game more than anybody. 6-1, which is just an amazing record. I guess the only thing that's not perfect about this is if maybe we could get rid of a couple of losses on both sides.
That's exactly right. And I tell you, the league's gotten competitive enough. I don't know. It's perhaps not easy to do that.
Yeah, I think that's the case too, Merv. It's not that the top-tier boys, now it is for Texas, but I don't think the rest of the guys are going back to the pack. I think your Okie States, your Baylors, your A&Ms, even
a couple,
even Iowa State in the north, they're starting to come up a little bit, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, without question. I think that they are. I think we'll see Kansas get back in the hunt in the next couple of years, and really that's the way it should be. Yeah, I don't think Nebraska or Oklahoma would cherish a soft schedule trophy. I think you'd like to compete for the thing and feel like the teams that you beat would get you where you want to be in the polls if you're able to win.
Merv, when you look at this game, I know Nebraska's got injuries at the quarterback position. It looks like Oklahoma DeMarco Murray left the game a couple times. How banged up is DeMarco Murray in your mind?
Oh, I don't know. But I do know that a running back that or quarterback that's a runner, especially, that's incurred to some degree a leg injury is probably not 100% player at those positions. You know, maybe that old lineman can be taped up and braced up. He can go pretty good. But I think those guys that rely on their feet and their quickness, they get banged up a little bit. I think there's a drop-off a little bit.
Merv Johnson of the Oklahoma Radio Network will be in the booth calling the game on Saturday night, and he's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, we have seen what happens without Taylor Martinez and Cody Green. What happens if DeMarco cannot go? I mean, this is a team that is only eighth in the conference and rushing the way it is. Where do they go without DeMarco?
Well, it's certainly, I think some other guys are going to have to step up and carry the load in a way that they haven't been challenged to or asked to this year because he's done so much of it. He's also, really a big part of our passing game, both with his protection skills and his ability to catch the football and run routes. And so, we're going to be looking at three or four players, or three actually probably, that are going to have to somehow together give us what what he has done so far this season if he isn't able to go. And he may be. I don't know that. I think it's questionable at this point.
Merv, were you surprised at the names of the receivers that stepped up against Oklahoma State and made big plays when it wasn't Ryan Broyles?
No, not really. I've been a big Cameron Kinney fan all year. He had a fabulous two-a-day, and I've been expecting this from him when he had his shot. And James Hannah at tight end, same thing. He hasn't been, you know, a key member of the receiving core from that standpoint. He's caught some touchdown passes at the goal line and that sort of thing, but he's got uncommon speed for a tight end, and it's just a matter of time, I think. And very pleased and not particularly surprised.
Merv Johnson, Oklahoma Radio Network's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Merv, what are you hearing from Coach Stoops and the players about their concerns from Nebraska?
Well, obviously, that great defense, you'd have to go number one. I mean, they're just about at the top of the stack in every defensive category. You know, the ability to throw the football on them is diminished over any other team you play significantly. And certainly that's sort of the way that this Sooner team has made its living this year when they've been good on offenses with a passing game. So it looks like we're going right into the teeth of that defense. Offensively, you know, it's a typical Nebraska team, big, strong linemen, a couple of powerful, strong tailbacks that, you know, are capable of ripping off the big gainer, but by the same token are consistently going to pound for yardage. And it's probably as good a defense as you'll see Nebraska have year in and year out, and a pretty – Nebraska-like offense, really.
Merv, this game's real close at the end. It comes down to the special teams and the kicking game. Oklahoma's kicker has come on here in the last couple games. Tell us about him.
He has. He's performed well the last four or five games. We haven't asked him to kick a long field goal, but he's been accurate on the short ones. Punter does a great job. He's, you know, up toward the top of the league and that aspect of things, and you know, our coverage teams and the punts have been pretty good, and really pretty good in the kickoff until the other night. We let one go there in the fourth quarter that had us all on pins and needles for a while.
Did you just hit the jackpot, Merv?
I'm sorry?
I said, did you just hit the jackpot? It sounded like you hit a big jackpot there with your phone.
No, that's my cell phone, guys.
And, I'll tell you what.
I didn't want to release this and turn it off, so I apologize for that.
You're the best. Before we let you go, Merv, first, cool ringtone. Second, how much of this is nostalgia week and how much of this is about the championship? Because Bob Stoops said, you know what, if we're playing for a national championship, we don't want to be playing a Big 12 championship game. But he's basically saying, since we're not, this is working out well. How much nostalgia is all involved with this? I mean, let's face it, we won't see each other for at least probably 10 more years.
Well, you know, I think with fans and those that follow the teams, those that remember 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and those kind of things, there's a lot of nostalgia. As far as the coaches, the two coaches and the team, I think it's all about the championship. That would be my thoughts personally. It's what's at stake today. You know, they understand the past and the history and all those kind of things, but you know, they haven't lived it 25 or 30 years like a lot of the fans.
Merv, do you have a favorite memory of this rivalry?
Oh, yeah, but you wouldn't want to hear about it.
An Oklahoma win or off
Why,
the field?
Certainly. You think one of my favorite memories would be a Nebraska victory?
Oh, man.
Give us one that'll stab a dagger in a Husker fan heart.
Do what?
Give us one that'll stab a dagger in Husker fans' hearts.
Oh, goodness gracious. That string of 81, 82, and 83 where they beat us all 3 years with a very gifted football team. And, you know, we weren't that far off, but we weren't close enough to beat them. I probably remember that more than anything. Some of those victories they had in the 90s, I think, were kind of hollow because we just fell on our face during the 90s and they weren't very good.
Damn Keith Jackson. That's all I remember. That's all I remember, that damn Keith Jackson. Hey, Merv, we'll see you at the ball game. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and enjoy the call of the championship.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Merv. Merv Johnson, color man for the Oklahoma Radio Network as they get ready for tomorrow night's ball game as well. Oklahoma, Nebraska, Doug and Daddy Show live from Big 12 Championship game here in Arlington, Texas, brought to you by our friends at Big O Tire. At Big O, they are committed to providing the best value to their customers, and that's why they'll meet or beat any competitor's tire price. Plus, they honor the competitor's service coupons. That way you know when you go to Big O Tires, you're getting the best deal in town. Just one of the reasons they are the team you trust.
Douglas, I got my picks, my selections ready to go.
You're going
to
make some picks?
I know we got to take a break, but I'm excited about my picks this week.
Well, you don't have to take a break.
You want to just go right in?
We might do that here in just a moment. But as we said, it's not all football on the Doug and Daddy Show as we are seeing more fans arrive here at the Arlington Hilton getting ready for tomorrow night's championship game, and it's only going to get even more fun.
Yeah, it's going to be funner this afternoon.
I didn't want to say that word. Again, don't forget, we will be back tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, a special Saturday show. The boss said if I'm sending you down there, you're doing a Saturday show. So I guess we're going to get up tomorrow and do a show. It'll be from noon to 2, which leads you right into network coverage on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll turn it over to Lane Grindle. Yeah, Merritt knows that. Lane Grindle and the gang from 2 to 7, the pregame, the kickoff just after 7 o'clock on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Daddy, we've told you about the girls' basketball rankings. And Sandy Creek beat Kearney Catholic last night. Congratulations there. St. Cecilia boys went down to Columbus SCOTUS. So there's going to be some work to do.
What was the score of that? 26-24?
It was 40-35.
Started off in high-flying fashion.
There you go. SCOTUS-esque. And so there you go.
Yes, that was a shot at SCOTUS. It was not a shot at St. Cecilia.
Yeah. Let's take a look at the wrestling rankings. Don't forget the Kearney invite tomorrow. There's going to be some good matches right off the bat to start the season tomorrow. Duels last night, some duels across the state tonight. But Grand Island, no surprise, they are the number one team in the state in Class A. Omaha Burke is second, and Kearney is third. Omaha Burke, really? Kearney is third, followed by Millard North, Millard South. Then you've got Class B, where Omaha Scott, number one.
No.
Central City, you believe that? Central City, number two in Class B. Aurora is ranked ninth in the Class B wrestling rankings. And Class C, how about this? The Wood River Eagles are number one.
All right. Congratulations, guys.
We are looking forward to seeing those kids a little bit later on this season. Syracuse is second. Battle Creek is third. They have St. Paul ranked 10th in Class C. And finally in Class D, Howells is ranked number one, followed by Winside. Amherst is ranked third. SEM is ranked fifth. Cambridge is sixth. And Coach Tyler Herman over at Amherst does the rankings. Coaches do the rankings for their individual classes. And Tyler does a great job there. He knows that SEM is going to be pretty decent this year, apparently.
Yeah, right down the road. That should be an exciting matchup there.
Langan's not coaching that, too, is he?
Well, he probably is. Is it tough when you're ranking the wrestling and your own team's pretty good, but you don't know how high to put them. You don't want to offend your own kids, but you don't want to slight them either. I think that'd be very difficult for Tyler Herman. He got himself ranked a third.
You know what's difficult? Not being in shape. How do you feel this morning?
Well, after my jog, I felt great.
Get a little energy drink in you. Get your morning.
I went berserk.
I thought maybe you did. The way you do that is at Complete Nutrition in Kearney, where they have specially designed protein powders to get results, and there's one for you. They've got a variety, and they're going to help you with which one works best. How about the V-Core? Highest protein and amino acid ratio for absorption, energy, and recovery. It maintains and hardens muscle. Only 120 calories a serving, 1 gram of sugar, so it's perfect for the ladies. Titan, premium protein blend for maximum performance, absorption, and recovery. 265 calories, a little more protein per scoop, 5 times the protein for max performance, and then the Goliath. For those wanting to build more muscle mass, Goliath provides 3 sources of carbohydrates for sustained release, 690 calories, 45 grams of protein. If you're not sure which one is best for you, then see one of the trained professionals at Complete Nutrition, because their mission is to help everyone look better, feel better, and perform better every day. They care about you, the customer, at Complete Nutrition, located north of SunMart in Kearney. You can check them out online, CompleteNutrition.com, or if you need to give them a buzz, 308-338-1FIT, 338-1FIT, or online at CompleteNutrition.com, opening soon in Grand Island.
Saw this guy working out this morning, actually. I was not in the workout facility. I could see him through the windows. He's on the treadmill, and he's got these barbells, and he's got them above his head. And they weren't like the two-pound barbells. I was like, quite the little Hercules in there.
But you watched, huh?
No, I watched. I got tired watching him, so I had to go back to bed.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Let's do your picks. The NFL and college selections for Big Daddy, they can't wait. We already heard a couple from Mike Perennial. Let's see what Daddy does with his weekend selections. What do you got, big fella?
Well, I start off with one of the bigger games of the weekend. Everybody's looking forward to this one, Hawaii-UNLV. Oh, maybe you're not looking forward to it. The spread's 34.5. Folks, this one will not be close. You can watch the ticker. The score is going to increasingly get worse and worse by the minute. Expect this game to be about 60-10. Hawaii rolls up UNLV. Virginia Tech, Florida State, Virginia Tech lay the 4 points. Folks, Frank Beamer, they're going to block 2 punts in this football game and maybe block a field goal and return it for a touchdown as well. Virginia Tech minus the 4 points. I'm going to do that. I'm going to upset the apple cart or the apple orchard or whatever that cup is they play for in Washington. I'm going to take the home team, the Washington State Cougars. Not sure I've ever picked the Cougars before in my life. I've picked against the Cougars a lot of times. I'll be honest, this is the day. You gobble up those 6 points. This is simply a home series. These teams get after it. Washington State makes this closer than they think. I move on to the NFL, Atlanta at Tampa Bay. Pretty simple. I'm taking home dog. Atlanta at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, Josh Freeman finds a way to upset Matty Ice and sends the Atlanta Falcons home with a loss. Chicago at Detroit. Detroit, who's the quarterback? I don't know either. But I'm going to take Detroit at home against Chicago and those 4.5 points. St. Louis at Arizona, whether the quarterback's on the bench yucking it up or not, they find a way versus the St. Louis Rams. I take Tampa Bay, Detroit, Arizona. 3 home team dogs in the NFL.
And in the college ranks, Washington State, Virginia Tech, and Hawaii are Daddy's selections. Tony, I don't make the selections on the show, but I do see that Boise State is favored by 40-41 points in their football game over Utah State this weekend.
That is, yeah.
Utah State.
Yeah, you know,
Boise's got nothing left to play for, people. Boise doesn't have to go out and prove, yes, they're prideful kids, and yes, they'll play hard. Boise, no way, covers by 40.5 points.
No way.
No way.
I see that side of it, but then I just see way more talent on one side of it in a game that could get ugly early in that one, too. Maybe they back off, though. Maybe you get a late cover.
Well, yeah, maybe it's 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. Never know. You want me to insure this? I'll find a wagering site and insure that this works. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back with more from the Hilton Arlington, where the Doug and Daddy Show is for the Big 12 Championship game. Don't forget this afternoon, we bring you the press conference. Bo Pelini at approximately 3:30 in our trip today. And all this coverage brought to you by Big O Tires. We'll be back tomorrow from 12 to 2. Among our guests tomorrow, Erin Hartigan from Scout.com. She is a national scouter here. Of course, earlier today we had Brian Munson on from Big Red Report and Scout.com. Also, Mike Jones, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. He is upset about how Nebraska fans reacted after the Texas A&M game and wants to voice his opinion on that a little bit as well. Plus, an article that maybe some folks have seen. We talked earlier about how the conspiracy theory article was out there from ESPN.com, but also an article out there, Daddy, from a young lady columnist that is really rooting for Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's catching a lot of fans' eyes. Jen, you know.
As soon as I get my computer working again, then I can tell you. I know you got it. So we'll take a break, and we'll be back with more. Tell you a little bit about that article after this.
Cord Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Hi, I'm Harold Cord with Cord Walker Mowers. A Walker Mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control. Plus, the center discharge tilt-up deck and power dump catcher create an excellent grass handling system. Call me to schedule a demonstration.
Tis the season to shop ABC Drug and Gift. ABC Drug has all your Christmas gifts and decorations. Christmas is just around the corner, so now is the time to get everything you want and need on your Christmas list. ABC Drug has Elf on a Shelf with a little elf and a book. A great way to start a new Christmas tradition this year. So stop in today for great gifts. You'll always find holiday cheer at ABC Drug and Gift on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
We'll be right back.
Donald Doug and Daddy Show live from Big 12 Media Days. Oh, no, it's not Media Days. What's Terry Douglas doing here? Taking Donna on vacation again?
It's a big event.
It's just another great moment here in Doug and Daddy history. Anytime we can see the Douglases, as more Husker fans come in for the Big 12 championship game, brought to you by the folks at Big O Tire. If you're not buying tires at Big O, you're just flat paying too much. A bold statement, but it's one they stand behind. Stop by Big O Tires in Kearney or one of their two locations in Grand Island, and these guys will set you up with the biggest and best deal around. There's Bob Hamer as well. They just finished their morning jog and have rolled in as they get ready for the press conferences this afternoon. We will have Bo Pelini's press conference coming your way this afternoon, 3:30 here on ESPN Radio. But, Daddy, you pull up that article. Really rooting for Oklahoma. Why? Jen rooting for Oklahoma?
Well, basically because Nebraska, it was their fault, the Big 12. We left. The whole Big 12, the whole situation when they're involving the Big 12 and Nebraska going to the Big 10, we're the ones that started the whole deal, and it's all Nebraska's fault. And she goes on, you know, she takes the Woody Page stance, that, you know, the eight people in Omaha that have a computer have all emailed her, and the seven in Lincoln that have a email addresses, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, the Woody Page, when the Husker fans arrive, show them what an elevator looks like, because they don't have, you know, it was one of those to get a reaction. She got her little reaction, and now she can go back to writing articles that nobody reads.
Hey, we want to send out a couple of special shout out here before we finish up the show. Happy birthday to Husker One today, making his way down here to the Big 12 championship game, and Husker One, a devoted listener to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yes, happy birthday, and we look forward to seeing you tonight, Husker One. Also, Douglas, we've got a buddy that's going through a tough time right now, and people in the golfing community all know our friend Rich Gappa. Rich, I believe they're saying he suffered a stroke of some kind. They've moved him to the Madonna Rehabilitation Center. He's a young man with a young family, and Rich, we just want you to know we're thinking about you.
That's right, and hopefully back and better than ever as soon as possible. The Nebraska team plane just leaving Lincoln, so hopefully Bo's here on time. You know, our buddy Lane Grindle putting a post up on Facebook saying just boarded the plane, getting ready to head south for the final Big 12 game. Glad to be able to witness it all. Win or lose, it's history. That is true.
That is true. And roughly right now, in about 31 hours from now, it'll be go time here for this great game. We're going to be back tomorrow. 12 to 2 to 2:30, whenever they start coverage, we're going to do a show leading right up to that coverage where we turn it over to Lane Griddle and the gang.
It's going to be a fun time at Doug and Daddy's show. There's more basketball going on locally tonight, more basketball tomorrow on our network of stations, Classic Hits 98.9. We'll have the Kearney Catholic games tomorrow from the GICC tournament over at Grand Island Central Catholic. Girls play at 12, the boys at 1:45. 12:30 a.m. KHAS has Hastings High and Hastings College basketball going on this weekend. So a lot more of that. So don't forget to tune it in. And I think that pretty much gets us through the second day here of our coverage of the Big 12 championship in Arlington, Texas, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Merritt, again, chime in. Everything okay?
I believe so.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
Let's wrap it up then. We want to thank all the folks that joined us on the program today. The color man for the University of Oklahoma from the Oklahoma Radio Network, Merv Johnson. Also, James Hale has joined us every time we want to talk a little Oklahoma football, and he is a passionate historian, has his own radio show. Of course, you saw him on the Marcus Dupree ESPN 30 for 30. James Hale, thank him for joining us. Also, Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook Czar out in Las Vegas, talking about the game, talking about if the line's been moving or not, and some of the folks that actually pulled the game off because they weren't sure what was going on with Taylor Martinez or the conspiracy theory here in the Big 12 Conference. And also Brian Munson from Big Red Report and Scout.com. Tomorrow we'll talk with Aaron Hartigan from Scout.com, a Nebraska girl but works nationally for the network, Mike Jones, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and a lot more. If you get a chance, stop by and see us here at the Hilton Arlington. If you haven't left yet and you're coming down tomorrow, that's where we'll be, and then head on for the Big 12 Championship here on KXPN Kearney.
KICS Hastings, the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy.
Copel, 13-0. Ulysses Trinity tonight, 13-0. The game is sold out. 48 hours, the playoff game is sold out.
Sold out, they don't mean 2,500 people.
No, it's sold out. That way the TV can cover it.
What is it,
Channel 21, it's on TV.
50,000?
Not at this one. I think it's only like 20,000.
Okay.
It's a class down, but that way the TV can cover it. So it'll be on TV here in the Dallas area.
Football's different in Texas, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.